The government is to partner India in establishing a fertilizer project in Ghana. This is in line with the government's agenda to promote private partnerships and bilateral cooperation. Vice President John Mahama stated this when the Indian High Commissioner to Ghana, Rajendra Bhagat, called on him at the Castle Osu. Mr. Bhagat said Ghana has a viable environment for investment, for which India hopes to set up a number of businesses. A report by Pascaline Dadevo.
The relationship between Ghana and India has been on two levels, private sector and bilateral. The call on Vice President Mahama by the Indian High Commissioner Rajendra Bhagat was to reaffirm the existing relationship and to reveal some investment plans to government. Mr. Bhagat first commended President Mills for his State of the Nation address, which he described as impressive. He hinted of plans to start an Irish potato plantation in Ghana, as well as revive defunct sugar plantations. Ghana is said to be the sixth largest importer in sugar in the world. Mr. Bhagat said one dream project of India is to establish a fertilizer plant in Ghana. What Ghana needs to do is to sell gas to the project at a reduced price for processing into fertilizer.
I have a lot of plans which I have brought with me. We are working with some Indian companies to come into areas where we can consider more lines of credit, rural electrification, construction of hydroelectric power station, transmission lines, health sector, construction of low housing projects. And the major project, Excellency, which I have been following up with your office, is the setting up of the fertilizer plant. This is our dream project where we are ready to invest $1.3 billion for setting up the fertilizer plant. The main part in that fertilizer plant is fixing of the gas price. That's very important. So if to make it more viable, we want gas price to be discussed with Indian companies and the government of Ghana.
Vice President Mahama commended India for her assistance to Ghana over the years. He said Ghana is committed to the fertilizer project because it will enable her to meet the country's demand for fertilizer and for export.
We are happy to work with you on all these projects. Ghana is committed to the fertilizer project, I can tell you, and we'll try to get the Ghana National Gas Company to move as quickly as possible to indicate that the gas price so that the feasibility study for the project can go ahead and we can have the project set up as quickly as possible. We'll be happy to see further investment in respect of extension of pipelines. We are hoping that with the current China Development Bank project that is supposed to bring the gas onshore, we should see some completion by end of this year, first quarter next year.
Also at the castle was the Italian ambassador to Ghana, Tullio Guma, who also lauded the country's democratic stability, which he said is worth emulating. The vice president appealed to the Italian government to simplify modalities for the disbursement of a loan facility it has provided to Ghana's small and medium-scale enterprises sector. Vice President Mahama spoke of complaints by SMEs on the challenges in accessing the loan and appealed to the Italian government to soften the procedures. Passing through to exchange pleasantries was also the Israeli ambassador to Ghana, Sharon Bali. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.